There's activity you get paid for and activity you don't get paid for. Therefore, we now can put faith, focus, and attention on what activity do I get paid most for?
This is the playbook.
Right? Someone asked me today, how do you have such, I've been married 21 years, I have 4 children, 3 teenage daughters, a 9-year-old son, very close with my mom, my siblings, my cousins. How do I do that? A minimum amount of time every day. Minimum of time every day. My mom gets 1 minute a day minimum. Every day though, I don't miss a day. Why? Because I started realizing, number one, I talked to my mom, I said, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? All I want you to be is happy. Then why are you making me unhappy? Keep telling me what to do, that makes me unhappy. If you want me to be happy, stop telling me what to do. Stop making me drive down there to do shit that I don't have to do, I can pay someone to do it. What do you really want from me, besides being happy? She said, I just want to know that you love and appreciate me. Now, I'm a parent now, and I get choked up because I think to myself, yeah, I get that, right? I travel, I just want my kids to know that I love and appreciate them, but they love and appreciate me. So how do I maintain that? 1 minute a day, that's all I need. Call her, text her, email her, whatever it is. Always specifically the object is to make sure she knows that I love and appreciate her. My relationship with my mom has improved far greater than all the time I spent down at her house fixing whatever it was and doing whatever it is and going to dinners and not anymore. She doesn't need me to do any of that because she knows. Give it a minimum. Health, number one thing. Someone's going to ask me best piece of advice for life. Find something that you love to do for the rest of your life that's healthy. Exercise, stretch, eat, whatever it is. I give a minimum an hour a day to my health. Because that's the engine of what I do. That allows me to connect to that, inspires me. So I actually will blow off my family so I can go work out, right? If you don't, you'll never go work out. Who wouldn't rather be with their kids than working out? Who wouldn't rather be making money than working out? Maybe some of us, but literally, I had to readjust my priorities. Minimum amount of time, 30 minutes for my wife, 30 minutes for my 9-year-old son, 2 minutes for my daughters, teenage daughters. I asked for 5. They gave me 2. But it's every day. So that they know I care. They know, I don't tell them what to do, but they know that I care. I'm right there every day asking them about what's going on. Listening, right? Every day. Same thing in business. How do we do all this? Be a student of your calendar. Be a student of your calendar. Set parameters in your day to be productive and accessible. Number one, sleep. Anybody here sleep? About a third of your life.
Sometimes.
All of us. None of us has spent as much time focusing on our sleep that we do what I call the activity we get paid for. Right? There's no such thing as work. Not in my world. There's activity you get paid for and activity you don't get paid for. Therefore, we now can put faith, focus, and attention on what activity do I get paid most for? How often can I do that activity? Well, how can we relate sleep to getting paid? There's a bunch of different ways, but one is we know that when we sleep, that allows us to have more energy the next day, allows us to stay more focused, allows us to be happier. So why don't we spend some time studying the time that we sleep? How do we sleep better? How do we get more productive with our subconscious and unconscious? How do we program ourselves before we go to sleep to be successful so we wake up happy? How do we get refreshed when we sleep? What temperature should be when we sleep? What kind of sheet should I have? How dark should it be? When should the light come on? None of you know the answers to that. I do. Because a third of my life was spent sleeping, and I'm going to be the best sleeper I can, and I'm going to beat people with math.